smirk. Big brr. Oh, wait, you want some back from me, shit.
Bitch, I got my own. If I don't need security in the club, all they woofing on the net, nigga. I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go. I shot up everywhere they would. Yeah, I know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood. Bitch, come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, niggas know who it was. We store shit just like the 80s. Want some back? Get it in blood. Yeah, I know who took this shit from you. Come get it back in blood.
Yes, sir. This is another episode of Sneakers Around My Life. It's your boy Sean P.
It's your boy Duffy.
And as you can see, this is going to be a very entertaining episode.
Yes.
But before you ladies speak, you know, I want to definitely praise you guys and definitely give you some encouraging words, okay?
Okay.
You guys have a podcast, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I wish you guys the best. I can't wait till it blows up and y'all have us back on.
Of course.
Duffy, you got any other encouraging words?
Man, just keep it up. You know what I mean?
Keep it up.
Young ladies in the game taking over. Yes. Respect it.
Big Pearl over there talking shit.
Yeah, we got some very, very beautiful ladies by the name of Sade and Brittany. They have their own podcast called Pizza Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Pizza Center for make that pussy. No, it does not. I am not condoning that.
So that's what y'all P stand for today, huh?
P stands for what you are and what you're feeling at that moment. You can be prosperous.
Well, y'all been purring, so.
Well, okay, real question. What does P stand for?
I told you, it's whatever your P is at that moment. Because we all go through different phases in our life. Like today, I might be progressive. I might be promiscuous. You know what I'm saying?
We know you purring around this motherfucker. I can't roll the tongue. How y'all be doing that shit? Yeah, they all that today.
All right, guys, so, yes, normally we talk about hip-hop, sneakers, and all that, but, you know, we're going to change the game a little bit on this episode, but first and foremost, we're going to go to kicks first, of course. So, kick of the day, what do y'all ladies have on?
Oh, damn.
I have on Air Max 270. They're real chill for the day. I'm a real chill type of girl.
Air Max 270s, yeah.
Okay, she says she's too old for all that.
Yeah,
okay.
Nah, girl, you having sex. You put that leg up.
I got a retro.
Now she having sex. She can put that leg up.
So does he have to hold your leg up like that too?
Oh, you hold your own leg up.
He called me Big Purr. I met that pussy
purr. Oh, okay. After hours, Peach all.
She's having sex, so she knows.
I don't know.
Somebody's
fit.
Yes.
I'm fit like Brit, duh.
Actually, yes.
Yes, hey, I know.
Go to your local Brit, what's that, insanity classes.
You know, I'll teach you Zumba. I'll teach you how
Zumba,
to
yes. Hey, when's the next Zumba class for real?
Not sure yet. You know, it's up. I'm focused on the podcast right now, so I can't really tell you.
Y'all famous.
You're an asshole.
So real quick, introduce you guys. You know, you guys, like, tell the world a little bit about yourself individually or whatever. However y'all do y'all thing.
Okay.
Britt going first?
Charlotte, you want to go?
I usually lead, I guess.
You want to lead? Go. Okay. I don't matter, big girl.
Well, I'm amazing, Sade.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to put it in my mouth. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. No.
We're talking about the mic. For those who are listening, we're talking about the mic. We're talking about the mic, okay? But I'm amazing Sade.
Okay.
And this is Fit Life Brit. And what was the other question you asked?
No, just like tell them about yourself.
Introduce yourself, talk about yourself, and then we'll let y'all talk about the podcast.
I know. That's what they're talking
about. So when you meet someone, I mean, you say, hey, you know, my name is...
Yeah, see, she lit.
No, go ahead.
Oh, shit. I'm just amazing Sade. Everything I do is amazing. And that's all that needs to be said.
Okay.
And I'm half of Peach Talk Podcast and more better things coming soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I like Brit. I like working out. I like staying fine. Might flirt with your man from time to time. I'm just that playing. I'm just playing.
Oh,
I'm just playing. Just kidding. That was how I used to be. I don't think I'm like that anymore. Really? I think I might have changed, you know, a little bit.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
I do like
go
the
ahead,
twerk, though. He called me big purr. Called make that big purr.
You know how to do that on the dick.
Hey, no. We're
is that right?
No. I'm not sure how she knows how I know how to do it. She's never been in the bedroom with me, so she's just assuming. I don't think
so. Y'all never called each other like, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. Never. No.
Or to my tell each other stuff?
That's
I mean,
common.
We tell each other stuff.
Call her with her legs spread?
No.
Is that what you're talking about? You want us to be into that because we business partners?
Well, back in our whippersnapper days, Jeff walked up on me.
But then the people say that. My homeboy says his closest friend, so I'm smash your girl.
Well, that makes sense if y'all grew up together.
We didn't grow up together. We just met.
So how'd y'all meet?
Business,
yeah, let's get
on
to
a business
that.
Level. We just right. met business out, kicking
yeah,
it.
Mutual friends.
Yep.
And then we linked up, was like, let's do a podcast. And boom!
And
there it is.
Cause I'm like, wow.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Sade, what's your P stand for?
I told you that. Make that pussy.
Oh, okay. Duce is all today.
And if you don't know,
my P is productive. I am also productive as shit. I'm trying to get 2021 on a different
what's
level.
Let's show us some love. What's your P for, my boy?
I'm stuck on her purr over here.
She's on a whole nother level. I'm productive, okay? My P is productive. I'm sorry.
You good.
I'm a little loud.
No,
that's how we want you to be. Go ahead.
Damn. Productive is a good one, shit. You know me. I'm working. I'm grinding. We can share.
We can. Look at him. You see the camera didn't catch that tongue on the side. That's why he think he's smart. Because he did it on the side of the
don't
camera.
Don't worry, guys. We got like 45 more minutes.
Who knows what's gonna come out of here?
It's my last shot.
Okay, so ladies, I definitely want to pick y'all brain or whatnot, and definitely want to know, like, you know, the mindset of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Because on our side, you know, we just straight and narrow. I can speak for myself. I don't know how this young man.
Nah, I think I'm pretty much straightforward.
Yeah. So, okay, how we want to break this down? We want to break down relationships prior to relationships. All right, say that more. So
we with you.
And don't give me the politically correct answer.
Okay.
Like, what do you guys really look for in a man?
Someone who can match one. I was about to say somebody who can make that pussy perk.
But that might be real, though, because, I mean, anybody trying to be in a relationship with a nigga that...
in a relationship with a nigga can't make it put the perk.
Then y'all go cheat.
No, for real, I'll just say somebody who can accept me for who I am.
Oh, me too. That's
politically correct.
No, that's not politically correct, because people can be infatuated with who they think you are.
Yeah,
and then when they get with you... they realize that's not who you really are, and then they don't want you because you're not what they lust after you or perceive you to be.
Or they try to change you into something they want.
The change is the main thing.
Yeah.
Everybody gets
change,
into it.
Sometimes change is good.
No, change
yeah, but you
good,
wanted them to change on their
who
own.
Who I am is who I am as far as my
sometimes,
character.
You got to think, sometimes people are raised different.
They
you know
are
saying?
Raised different.
So you might point something out and be like, you know, he didn't even think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... that's how I look at it. Like, if somebody's not, So say if somebody doesn't, like, ask you, do you want something to eat, right?
Oh, I'm going to be mad. That's terrible.
If somebody doesn't ask you if they want you, he's just not used to that.
Oh, I don't give a damn. We don't need to be together. You need to figure it out. Because I always face up to people like, how would you feel if the tables were turned? And they're like, oh, damn. You got to think about it at all times. Like.
He okay, probably thinking like he wouldn't say nothing.
Okay, if I walk through here, what's the
now? That's kind of a if you're together, that's like a mental click.
That should be a mental click. Because if you at Checkers and I'm getting something, you're gonna be like, damn, you got me something. So.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're gonna eat
that's
car.
That's common sense, absolutely. But there's
in the car.
Sometimes you just don't feel like being bothered.
That's trifling.
Because you know, sometimes your significant other, they probably don't know what they want. You might want Chick-fil-A. They be like, well, can you go to Wendy's, bitch? No, so I'm gonna eat my Chick-fil-A
in the
car.
See,
and maybe so you won't know about
see?
It. And that's it.
If I get a significant other, we gotta be here. Like, you feel me? He should be like, just pick up anything. You feel me? Like, whatever. He's like, what? It don't matter. You feel me?
So y'all get the niggas that say it don't matter.
Yeah, I do. feel you good, like Chad, don't. If it's gonna be my little baby, I really want to cater to you, like Beyonce. So I'm trying to figure out what you want, because I'm gonna give you whatever you want.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
So if you, but if a nigga tell you he don't know, I'm gonna make the choice of my own. I'm gonna be like, you know what? We're eating Chick-fil-A because he didn't give you a choice.
Well, I always want to ask this question: why are women with no, like, bums? Like, why do they say?
Oh, what do you mean bums? Like, what kind of bum?
Like don't do shit for them, but they still in around there. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't
like,
know. I don't do shit. And
no disrespect if somebody's with a bum. I'm sorry, but.
She don't know her self-worth.
No. I have to benefit on all levels.
Because a lot of women can have everything they want out of life and have no self-worth.
Oh, you right.
She, got a serious,
she preaching in every.
I can't call
her hands that got crossed.
I can't call her.
Look, look in this motherfucker.
Look, somebody, look, look. The heart is going up. So say, yes, ma'am.
No, because it's like. The baddest bitch can be the lowest self-esteem woman in the
I'm
room.
I'm telling you.
But the one who cries herself to sleep, don't know her self-worth, deal with people who don't
more
respect
her. More than one baby daddy.
Because she don't, well, no. Don't do the baby daddy thing. Because
you know,
certain people be in serious committed relationships and it right. doesn't work. And then they get in another one and it doesn't work. It does not make them a bad person because they
it
have
doesn't,
multiple
it
baby
doesn't.
Mamas or dads. So let's not.
But if they keep it going like Future, then it's yeah, a problem.
But see, people without kids are quick to say that, though.
I'm
Future,
sorry,
Future
I'm
done
sorry.
Had every baby mama that Future done had, he was actually with.
He was.
So you can't judge that man this, based off of what happened within those relationships and they didn't work out. It doesn't make him a bad man
about,
and it doesn't
what,
make the
what
mothers
about, what about London
bad
on
women.
What about London on Track?
Hey,
London
hey,
on Track
hey.
Is London on Track. I don't know these people personally.
That's a homie.
Hey, we can't.
I'm talking shit, y'all. I'm talking shit.
We
talk
London
shit. Somebody said, hey,
shout out
to
Ace Payne. Shout out
to y'all. Y'all got fans.
I'm done.
We only got like one person in the show.
This is they podcast. So y'all interviewing us again.
So, well, what's my next question?
See, I'm just in here.
Yeah.
I'm just in here. I'm drunk.
No, we still ain't got your answer, though.
Remember that word change, right?
Change.
Yes. What if she doesn't want to change? She's like, I'm just settled for this.
No, that's the thing. It might not be selling to her. She might actually like who she is. And what you would deal with, another man won't. And what you will won't deal with, another man will.
Ooh, yes, ma'am.
So, technically, she might not be the woman for you if you're trying to change things that she actually liked to do or is who she is. So then you have to self-evaluate yourself as a man and say, hey, is this for me? Because I want her to change to be this, but she's comfortable with being this.
Right.
She
hit the claps over there. She on some shit today. Okay.
Okay, ready then.
So these people where they are and
they
accept
are.
People for who they are.
Because
your characteristics is your character.
It is. You can't change it.
Yeah.
And then when you change it, it's kind of like you get that. Then not authentic.
A resentment, too. It's like, okay, I'm going to be this way because he's asking me to. But deep down inside, you dying because you're like, damn, I'm not being myself to please this man or this woman. And is it really worth it? Is love really enough for me to just be like, damn, I got to pretend to be what I'm not to make him happy or her happy?
Mm.
So, Brittany Sade, how much are you going to take?
As far as what?
Like, what's your, like, that? Like that's it, like?
I'm going to take what I can.
Like, what would be, like, the last straw? Like, oh, yeah, I'm out. Like,
it just depends on each situation
of
a relationship.
It depends on what's going, like, what is
how y'all feel about cheating?
Oh, I'm
it depends
done.
On.
No, I'm done.
It just depends
like
on
it.
The situation.
I like that.
Because if we meet at 15 and now it's we're
Britt,
30,
Britt,
realistic.
You got to get that man a chance, though.
If we in a relationship, you grown as fuck, I'm grown as fuck. You know if you stick your dick, you know what you can't do in front of me is cheating and what you won't want me to do is cheating. Don't do that shit because your heart going to be broke. I had a nigga do that. Like, you just tell me you want to be my friend, but then you go through my phone and you get your heart broke. That's on you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be out here being friends, and then you get what you would dish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel
have
like.
Have you ever cheated?
For me, I had to be in a relationship to cheat. I haven't been in a relationship in years.
What we talking
said,
about?
Have you
like
ever
5 years?
Yeah, she tried to swerve around that one.
I'm telling you what it was. If I had a nigga, I'm not cheating.
No. Have you ever cheated? You had past relationships.
I feel like you have to be in a relationship to cheat. If I'm cheating on you and you're my friend, what the fuck? We're not.
I'm not talking about this situation.
Have you cheated?
No,
I haven't cheated. I cheat on people. That's what I'm telling you. But if we just fucking, I'm going to cheat because you ain't my nigga.
Oh,
Sade, have you ever
so just me? Fucking is just fucking.
Yeah, just fucking. Unless you put in the title, tell me I'm your girl. Other than that, you just for the street.
What you ask me, Sean?
Sorry.
I got to come back to this shit. What y'all got
sorry.
To say over there?
Yes. So give your explanation. Do you
cheating.
Accept cheating or not? Yes.
I personally never cheated. I have been cheated on. And with that situation, I left because it wasn't beneficial for me to stay.
Did you cheat?
No.
Okay, I'll just make sure.
But I'm 50-50 when it comes to cheating.
Why?
Because I
just leave.
No. Because depending on the level of the relationship, if I know deep down inside I'm lacking and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do as a woman within a relationship, like not fucking you, not giving you the time.
Why would
attention.
You be? Why would you be?
Wait, pause. Because life happens. I got a job. I got a kid. I got shit going on.
Okay.
So I can be consumed within me and building who I am as a woman and neglect my man.
Oh.
So if I'm not stroking your ego, if I'm not having sex with you, if I'm not dedicating time and attention to you, if I'm not doing everything I did to get you and you straight, then I'm lacking with what I did. So I played a part in that. So therefore, if you cheat after
you're such
really
a grown up ass answer.
Yeah, I have to.
Women ain't doing that shit. I was lacking and this nigga
I'm
cheated.
I'm not doing
it's okay.
my part. You can do your part.
She don't want to hear that shit.
Evaluate myself. If I feel like as your partner, I was giving you everything I could and I was doing my part, then I'm gonna leave. But if I was lacking in certain areas and you as a man was like, babe, I need you to step it up, or babe, I want time with you, and I'm just like, nigga, please, I gotta make this money.
Nigga, please.
If you go and get a girl who's gonna stroke whatever it is you need to be stroked,
okay.
If all you asking for me to is do this, this, and that, why can't I do it to keep you? If I'm not doing this, this, and that to keep you, I shouldn't be kept. So if you go off and you cheat, then who am I to get mad?
I'm trying to tell you.
She
on some porch shit over here.
I'm opposite. I have to self-evaluate myself. If you're worth it.
So, Britt, are you self-evaluating yourself? Or are you just like,
you
nigga, don't you cheat on me? That shit dead.
I'm on some shit like, you cheat on me, that's it. Because, like, at the end of the day, you shouldn't have got with me if you didn't know this is what you wanted. Because I tell niggas all the time. Before we about to do something or get together, make sure I'm what you want. Because when you get with me, I know for a fact ain't no bitch topping me because just the kind of person I am. Like, I'm going to make sure my nigga, my king, you stay beside your feet. I'm doing it. You doing mine too. Now, don't get me wrong. I take care of my nigga. If I got a nigga, I'm going to do it. Even if I'm busy, I'm going to make
like
time for my nigga because I feel like at the end of the day, people make time for what they want. The same way I got there, I got a paper to work. I can massage my nigga feet, put 30 minutes a day, massage.
But some women don't know how to multitask.
Y'all should write a book.
Men don't know how to
report. When y'all gonna tell you.
I'm going to get my nigga.
Views of P-Talk podcast some shit.
When y'all going to write a book?
I need. I'm going to write one.
Bestseller on the way. When she get her degree, bestseller on the way.
I want to write one for real because it just depends. But I feel like I ain't doing the cheating because I feel like cheating is for dating. I'm going through that shit now. I'm dating a nigga. Now, if we dating means, if people don't know, dating means you are dating multiple people trying to figure out who you want to be with, okay? Until a nigga tell you, you a bitch.
Oh.
You are dating.
I didn't know that.
So a nigga could just say you his bitch? I thought it should have to be like an agreement.
I'm saying y'all have to agree. Like he said, like,
say it real quick. Say it.
Say it. The fuck?
Say it. I want to see the feet rub and shit. No. She was talking about. Say it.
Oh, I'm massaging feet. Come on, Britt.
No. She said just my size. Yours.
You gonna be my bitch, Brittany?
Yes.
She blushing. She turned red.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Cause look. No. We keep this shit all the way a buck. I'm always a buck. I did the shit on one of our shows. At the end of the show, I told you I was gonna do it. I did.
You had no feet.
Asked her out on like the end of one of the shows.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
So now you here. So what's up?
Oh, so we being nosy. So how'd that go?
Did he make that pussy perk?
No, I did not make the pussy perk. We ain't had no date yet. That's why I got her right here in front of me. What's
that? That was like
a good man.
What's that, 4 months?
Man, that was a shit.
That was
last year.
The fuck?
That was last year.
So no, people who are watching.
Look at that. How many did you get in this look on this?
Oh, I want an answer.
So
shit.
For the people who are watching,
Britt, why have you gave my boy a chance? Britt, Westside Britt, come on now. Britt,
thank you, Shadi. I'm glad you said that. I am a good nigga, for real. And I know how to be a good ass boyfriend and partner.
Don't I text you?
And all that good shit. You do.
Okay.
Texting don't mean nothing.
I got a lot going on right now. And
she hit us with the busy.
Oh, she's busy.
She got 30 minutes to massage. Who thinks she want to massage?
She was just telling me.
Hold on, we don't know what you're saying. Go ahead.
I'm getting a PhD. That takes a lot. I'm trying to figure out my life. I'm trying to figure out if I even want to do what the fuck I'm doing. Like, it's
do I know you getting your PhD?
Like, to deal with a nigga and try to get a whole.
Do I know you getting your PhD?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I give you encouraging words on your test, your papers and shit?
Encouraging words, stroke the ego, baby.
Yeah, we can take this segment somewhere else. So when you're in a relationship, and I know she's gonna give Sade's gonna give me politically correct.
I have not gave you no.
When you're in a relationship, what are you looking for?
Hey.
Well, right. What you looking for, Brittany? Let's get the answers out of you.
Okay, Brittany. If
hey, make sure you zoom in on this so I can take these notes real quick. What's happening? Go ahead, lay it out there.
Now, Fit Life Britt is just trying to like get her degree.
No, 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 no. You're not answering the question. Sean, re-ask the question so she can answer.
For
me? I mean, I don't mind answering first, but I would bring it back to you.
Well, Duffy, are you single?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm single.
Go ahead and go.
Shit, I'm single as fuck.
Okay. Damn. So single and single as fuck is two different things?
It really is.
You can be single.
Single as fuck means you single as fuck, right?
You ain't got nobody you fucking on right now.
Yeah, you ain't.
But I ain't never. Hey, you guys are teaching me. You guys are teaching me a lot of things here.
Oh, condoms in a wallet, Duffy? How you feel about that?
Aren't you always supposed to have condoms in the wallet?
He got three kids. You don't know nothing about no condoms.
I know niggas that don't use condoms, so he tastes like it. Okay,
three kids.
He
I got three kids because nigga went having no condoms in my life. You know what it's called? It's called lessons learned. You don't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Come on now.
That's what bitches do all day.
I made it out. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Look, your shit different, bro. We working on you over there. We gonna take away your condoms.
I don't use them. What you need? I don't use them.
He got to just
wait. See, you wrong, doggy.
Catch him in your sleep.
I ain't use a condom pricing by.
Bro, gotta catch you while
she's
asleep.
I didn't
meet my significant other in 2009, so I've been yeah.
Hey, you just don't tell her. Catch her asleep.
I get tested.
Good day. I'm done.
Oops. So something now, wrong with raw dogging? That's something wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with your relationship. It doesn't matter.
No, this shit real.
No, let's be grown about the shit. You raw dog people that you're not in a relationship with too.
Absolutely.
That shit happens.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Everybody at this
fuck
table,
you looking at the ceiling for.
Somebody who they was not.
So
in
you
a
never raw dog outside of your relationship.
She putting glasses on. Them ain't shades, baby. We can see your eyes.
Somebody outside your relationship. I'm at everything you asking me. I'm gonna ask you.
But we answering too. You not answering.
I am in my mind.
Okay, I'm answering for you.
These niggas she dating is watching. She got to answer these motherfuckers carefully.
Prior to my relationship, Britt, I'm asking you a question. Prior to my relationship, I was 50-50 with it. Maybe one day I had some. Maybe not. You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm 50-50 too.
I'm 50-50.
That's what I'm talking about. So you gave us a real answer.
Dirty dick niggas give condoms.
Who?
Dirty dick niggas.
Why are you fucking dirty dick
niggas? No.
How do you know if you dirty dick? How do you know if you got dirty dick?
When I call him a dirty dick nigga, that means that.
You know he's fucking somebody else.
You know he's fucking
right.
Okay, I get you.
Bums, but you just know when a nigga got his shit together that many bitches is going to want that top tier nigga.
You do.
So you know you ain't going to be the only one trying to be the only one. So shit. Therefore, I call him a dirty dick nigga. So every time he be like, "What you thinking?" I'm like, "Yeah, with the condom, nigga, because you just fucked Sarah 3 hours ago."
No, you probably
not doing damn, that. Not 3 hours.
Well, hey, I gotta give it to her. She's still fucking. See, she was still with it.
I mean, she still gotta get hers off, so shit.
Normally, women can't stop pressing. Nigga, you can fuck such and such. You ain't finna hit this pussy.
Wash your dick, put on the condom, and go.
Exactly. My pussy getting wet.
And then, even if I didn't know, I would still be getting fucked. Just like you wouldn't know if I fucked you at 3 o'clock and then fucked somebody else at 9, you wouldn't know.
These are examples, guys.
Right. This is not real life. I'm just saying. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
He said, look, just like what
they
like.
They'll catch that clip.
Like, okay, think about it. Like, people who cheat, they fuck and during the day and then go home and lay right next to their
sister. That shit's so
sad. I've done that in high school.
But no.
Because I ain't know
terrible.
No better.
No, but it's terrible. I ain't going to tell you my life, but I did something. I ain't going to say I fucked because I feel like fucking is deep. But I did something else. And then, you know what I'm saying? He went home to his bitch. And I'm just like, it's great how you go late to another bitch and you just got your... Terrible.
That shit is crazy. I mean, niggas have done it.
I want to hear the story. Go ahead. We telling stories here.
I told the story.
No, that's all she giving, nigga.
She's like, listen, you know my life on this podcast. No. She's saving it all.
I told you what happened.
That means somebody feel like somebody.
No, I mean, everybody done fucked up. I ain't always been a good nigga. I'm not gonna say that. I learned from lessons that I'm.
When you start being a good nigga, what's the
Shit.
About 2015?
Hell no. Nah. Since I've been shooting my shot at you, I've been ready. I knew I wasn't playing no more. So what's happening?
Oh, the Kobe drop.
Back to that shit. What's up?
The Kobe drop.
Kobe Bryant again.
One more time.
Who playing?
Bang! Kobe Bryant again.
You calling off? You calling off, right?
Calling off?
Why are you trying to scoot over? It's like lust, and I want you, baby, coming out of his eyes and his tongue.
No, it's really the shit. I'm old as fuck, so this shit don't be just no lust shit. I really just want to kick it to see.
You're old as fuck. How old are you?
33.
Damn,
that's
not old as fuck.
You 33, bro?
That's not old.
No,
he's not the oldest nigga. He's what the fuck? He's on my nerve, bro. That's so fucked up.
Well, I did not know this man was 33.
Shut the fuck up. That nigga knew I was 33. He know he 32.
But I swear to God, I thought you were 32 for real.
Nigga, you 32.
No, I'm not.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Oh my God, y'all don't know.
Oh, your birthday in June.
Yeah.
Oh, I said that nigga finna be 32.
Hold on. I know you never asked a woman, but I know y'all are special. Cases. How old are you, ladies?
You never asked a woman how old.
Okay, cool. All right, let's have one.
We ratchet today.
I'm in my late 20s.
We still ladies.
You still in your 20s?
I'm in my late 20s.
She ain't hit 30 yet.
I ain't hit 30 yet.
I was going to say something, but yeah.
Hit
right on with the right on.
What you about to say, Shana?
Nothing.
What you about to say?
Yes. Yeah. With all the purrs and stuff.
She is her.
So, let's get to the nitty gritty nasty time. It's Mr. Nasty time.
Yes, Mr. Nasty.
Okay, so we're gonna break it down. You know. So first, start with a P. What you think it is?
Penis.
No, fuck no. I don't even talk about no dick. Position.
Paper?
Position.
What's y'all's missionary. Go-to missionary?
On the end of the couch. I just made it up.
Write
that
down,
bro.
Nigga, I was going to say, I got a nice-ass couch at my house.
I was going to say, it is nice, bro.
I'm like, kissing. Well, it got to be my nigga. It got to be somebody I really fuck with, but I don't like kissing.
Are you a good kisser?
You don't like kissing?
No, listen,
I
feel like niggas be eating ass, eating pussy. I got no
view,
man.
Dirty dick.
All right,
so I'm
going to
put this out there right now.
I don't need no
herpes. Duff ain't never ate no ass. You see this shit going on air, so I ain't worried about getting aired out by nobody. Duff ain't never ate no ass.
Duff ain't never ate no ass.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not
eating
no ass.
Ass eaters. I love ass eaters, though.
You just won't love me,
hold
baby.
Hold on, hold on. We still at position. Hold on. We're going to get to that, ladies and gents. Positions. So, Shade.
I like
to be laid flat on my stomach
and arch your back up.
And arch my back up to the point where that ass is sitting up real nice, and then he comes under.
Yeah, that's a nice position.
Real slow, and then he go real fast, and then real slow, and then real fast. While he gripping the ass, and then he smack it sometimes.
Look, she kind of thinking about the shit that she's saying.
She's gonna go.
Hey, that nigga gonna text immediately.
He's getting
so episode went a little crazy today.
You still at work? Ask him that question. I don't want to ask him that question. So ask him the same shit.
What's your favorite section?
Yeah.
So my position is different.
Let's do this. What's your weakness? Go ahead, bro.
Ooh, to make you calm.
Oh, yeah. That's shit.
Y'all?
Fast.
The fuck?
That's a good one.
You know, my positions is based on the woman. So it's different. And it goes from a small
is it,
chick.
Is it race?
It's different. So I have different positions.
So hold on.
Let's do.
Fun size is way better.
Fun size.
What were you?
I have. First off, you know how strong about? I am. Brett, you know what I would do to this one over here?
What were you? 4'10"? What were you in?
4'11", right?
I'm 4'9".
Oh,
4'9". Miss Britt size.
It's 4'9"?
What would we do to that, sir?
Everything. She's type like. No, I'm not eating no ass. I'm sorry. But I mean, I'm the type like I probably pick her up and eat her pussy walking around because she's just that small.
Walking around?
Yes, walking around.
Oh, yeah.
Look how big he is.
Oh, I'm definitely putting her ass up on his shoulders.
I never tried the walk around part. What? I never tried that.
I don't know.
You ain't got no small chick.
Yeah, she kind
of. Whoa, now slow down.
She ain't petite. 4'9", nigga.
I never had sex with a short female like Brits. I never ever in my life.
You can walk around.
No, help me remind.
Nigga,
me.
I know you.
He can say names.
That Boston. I'm just going to say a state. Nigga, Boston was short as fuck.
No, sir.
Y'all name girls after states. I be I'm like, give me that nigga from Miami.
What y'all call mustard, cologne?
Give him a Snicker bar.
I had this one nigga. I named him Philly. It got so bad that I never knew his real name. So he thought I was just jumping there until I called him Philly, but I really didn't know. So when he showed his ID one time, I was like, thank God, because I forgot the nigga's name.
Hood nigga.
I call him Philly so much.
That's bad. But yeah, nah. Pick him up. And don't let her have like a strong ass core. So what's
your,
fit,
what's your weakness, sir? So you just, you know.
What's your weakness?
No. What's his weakness? Well, shit, we just go down the line. Go ahead. Start up, Joe.
I don't know my weakness.
Your weakness is something that you make you
so you never had a girl make you come like that. Like she just did some crazy shit.
Nah, sorry, baby. That ain't it.
What? I said what I said.
You said sucking the balls?
That's not what I said.
No, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Did she say humping? I had to redo the tape. What'd you say?
No, we gonna rewind this bitch anyway.
Yes.
But, I don't know.
Okay, say no more.
What about you, Sean? What positions do you like?
Definitely doggy style, when they arch it real good, mm-hmm. or whatever, it just rise up like bread, like it just.
You can say like bread.
Oh my god! And don't let her hit the spread.
And now you know what I do like now. If I'm hitting somebody from the back and they reach and grab my balls and massage them while I'm hitting from the back, yeah, little bitch, you working on some shit.
You said like what?
So I'm hitting from the back, you know, and she massaged my balls while I'm hitting from the back.
I'm not doing that.
So she do one of these numbers.
Yeah, but it's more sensual.
It's more.
I know. I'm just trying to picture it.
Well, no, she's not. Never mind. You're a guy, but yeah.
In the front of bed, and then just,
yeah. Yeah, she just playing with you.
She massaging the ball.
I'm just trying to think, what way?
But if she suck them first, I mean, yeah.
I don't like
you like my balls. You got to know what type of nigga you do. Everybody don't like your balls.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
My tank, you ain't got to really do all that. I ain't never had my ass.
I'm telling you right now, you try to lick my ass, I might just hit you, and I don't hit women.
Now check
this. So you gotta take this shit unpersonal. But if you try to go, I'm gonna rock your ass, and I'm gonna apologize right after the fact.
If a girl said, "Let me eat your ass," you're not gonna.
Oh, but you get the fuck out because you licking ass elsewhere.
Oh, she's not getting kicked out.
I feel like it's kind of like, what is that?
Why are you trying to lick ass for? Like,
she's a freak.
I don't feel
my balls.
Legs,
I done had my balls up before.
Like you said, you don't have to lift your legs.
Yeah, but balls is still part of my dick.
Or get on your
that ass, that's a no fly zone.
He said he don't want his balls up. Like every nigga different. So some niggas like they balls up. Some people like they balls massage.
Yeah, like, but I'm just talking about this ass shit.
No, men got hair in their ass.
Yeah,
hair on their balls. Like imagine.
So you guys don't have hair in your ass?
Not if you get a wax every month, you don't.
Wait, what happened?
So you wax every month?
Quick you little addition there. So I said, so y'all got hair in your ass?
No, I wax it if I need to.
So if you see it, just a little quick answer. If a nigga wipes his ass, you be like, oh yeah.
No, I don't
eat ass. That shit just not it. I'm sorry. I know a lot of niggas that eat booty, but this
so
shit
check this
just
out. Check this out. Check this out. I got a disclaimer.
I ain't gonna say nothing about eating ass. That shit
kind of
fine now. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm sorry.
Shit kind
of
fine. Okay.
I eat pussy good enough for me not to have to eat your ass.
So what you say?
Y'all like, who? I think he gonna do that. You know, he eat my pussy and then he rolled. I was like, oh.
So he can't come back. I know he can't come back to the other.
Can't breathe.
He can't come back. I know he can't come back.
Once you go from the pussy to the ass, you got to stand ass. He ain't trying to get no UTI.
All right, so look, you like kissing niggas, so the nigga that's in your ass, hopefully he's your nigga. No, but you said your nigga,
my
you kissing.
Nigga, I'm kissing.
All right, so.
It don't matter what.
I probably like hood niggas, they ain't ass.
Oh, long as you know.
Shit,
me, a hood nigga ain't my ass.
Well, they might, you know, they be shy.
They're probably the nastiest niggas. Be flexed up, but behind closed doors.
I mean, I didn't say that with
6'9 ain't shit.
He ain't my ass though. I need my ass. Hey, I had it done once. I'm telling you, I might want to call the nigga back.
It's the best feeling ever when a nigga take one lick just like,
oh, exactly. You be like, hey, like, you took my woman
whole meal. Like,
you
shit.
Took my woman
meal. My whole ass is wet. My pussy wet.
I'm sorry. Hey, man, going right there with a little thumb pressure.
The thumb pressure.
Thumb pressure.
Oh, I said, nigga, you wear thongs, nigga?
Nigga, thumb pressure. Nigga didn't know me 20 years. 20 years, nigga.
Well, I'm pretty sure some stuff you do behind closed doors. I thought he said thongs. Nigga, you wear them goddamn cheetah thongs, nigga. But this is my thing with the whole ass thing, right? I'm pretty sure if it feels amazing, right? But I just, like, I'm too big for all that.
What, and two,
I just feel I would feel so bad for you because all the, like, you know, the bad nights, you know, praying on that toilet, and you know, you got gas and shit. Just with some air getting to it, you be like, some shit, like, you know what I'm saying? That's it's just some
do.
Shit.
That's the thing. So what you do is, because guess what, y'all want y'all dicks up, right?
Like, absolutely.
You're like eating the pussy. You just eat that little
don't
ass.
Don't forget about that camera.
You can't leave the ass out, you eating the pussy. They right there, they like, literally like this. So, like, literally you lick that little piece right there. I'm not sure the correct terminology. But you lick it, somebody would just put the tongue.
Piece is fine.
And just hit it. Like, and my thing is, you got to think about it. You're not eating shit because you got to push shit out your ass. So, I mean, she's not shitting right then, so there's no shit there.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Like when we suck your dick, it's no piss. It might be, you know, pre-cum. But anyway.
I'm a good-ass pussy eater, so if I can't get you with the pussy eating, baby, I'm sorry. I might not just be the one. I'm not licking no ass, though.
So y'all not into, like, golden showers, no shit like that, right?
Well, that's on the wrong nigga. Damn.
I never been
pissed. Just when I thought it was, I was the one.
So y'all not, so just to clarify, y'all not into golden showers and nothing like that, right?
I think it'd be too
messy. Hell no, that shit sounds messy.
Hold on. The fact that she's not against it, she said it's just messy over there.
No, I didn't say I wasn't against it. I said it's messy. Like, think about it. Like, I'm going to change my mattress.
Why would you even want somebody to piss on me?
I don't want nobody to piss
I mean,
on me.
I mean, that just some.
I just thought about it.
What if y'all fuck it in the shower, then he can piss on you?
No,
I mean.
Oh, I was about to say, you talk about mattresses and shit.
No, it's just, I'm thinking about
oh, no. I'm not going to piss on you.
But don't technically we get peed on when y'all squirt and stuff?
Squirt? I mean,
that's pissing on a nigga.
Yeah. So y'all can piss on, we can piss on y'all too.
If a bitch doing what she supposed to do, you going to suck dick in the middle of sex while you fucking.
That shit warm. And if you ain't drinking enough water,
pussy
it's just
warm.
A lot.
What you mean?
It's just a lot. You might be dehydrated. It should be dark and shit.
I don't even think pissing on
it. It's just warm. I just. I know how to.
You have a point. I just wasn't expecting.
I don't want a mattress. Piss on me. I don't want a new mattress. Like, those things are expensive.
They are. Fuck.
On my
I ain't gonna lie.
Then I think about R. Kelly.
If I piss on you and you allow this shit, in my mind, it's gonna instantly say, who the fuck else she put piss on her?
You know, you know
just getting what pissed on everywhere.
Speaking of getting pissed on, I had the hardest time coming on girls' faces. I thought that was so disrespectful.
Okay, wait, okay, hey, hey. I've never been on my face, so when that happens, okay, I be in my
paint that shit like Picasso.
Like, you can do that on my stomach, you can do that on my titties, my ass.
That shit good.
Hold on, do you smile or you look at
it?
I just try to close my eyes because I don't want no pink eye.
I got lashes. Why am I let y'all
that pink eye is a bitch.
Okay. I mean, you just let them aim it. So maybe like maybe on your chin.
You gonna be the judge?
Hey, Jeff.
I mean, your mouth ain't a bad place.
And if I got lashes on.
That's what I just said. I can't. I'm gonna be blinded for life.
Shade says she be in.
I can't let you get in my eyes, bro. That's what they talking about. No, bro. You ain't nothing on the face. You can nut on my stomach. You can nut on my.
Listen.
That's lying. Oh. They finna take us off IG.
I'm trying to get my skin clear. The fuck I need you.
Just
no,
enough.
No, all right, no, that's no, supposed
that,
to make
that
it clear.
Keeps your skin clear. I had the best skin when I used to get. Lazy.
Guess what?
Okay.
You, I was just about to say your skin look amazing right now.
What regimens are you using for your skin today?
No, we don't want to ask
you. How you get that little post?
My thing is, if the nigga ain't eating right, that nut is dirty. You just slip some nut, you be like.
Nah, you gotta be like, baby, you gotta eat right so this
moisturizer
in.
Like,
rub it in.
This shit
hey,
like
no,
that's
real shit. I have been told, like,
somebody
hey.
Somebody said it clear skin.
Make sure you got down, drink it apple water, pineapple juice.
Work. That pineapple shit don't work.
I mean, I wouldn't know. I just know what
if
the girl said.
If you eat Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, and Chick-fil-A, eating a full course meal on a weekly, you're not nothing on my face. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true. That's
are right. You cooking the full course meal?
You don't know this, though.
I know, because I can tell. I tell you,
if you're nothing on my face, I'm around you, around you.
And I know.
So,
nothing on my face.
So, once y'all, you know, performing oral.
Yeah. You can taste that shit. That salty ass shit. Yeah, what you been doing?
Prior, so y'all taste it prior to.
No. Well, I'm sucking that thing. I can tell what you got going on. I'm like.
Damn.
You eating fruits and vegetables. You drawing the water.
You can't tell why you eating a vegetable if it's right.
I'm like, damn, baby. I can't fuck fuck with you.
Yeah, but I guess, oh, you ate fucking burrito last night. I don't know that shit.
It's not that distinct, but my thing is, it be like salty and like, it can be weird. Like, nigga, drinking that water, eating the bananas, and eating that protein.
That's that hood. Nigga, why don't you come to the clean nigga dick over here? You know, the good people. You know what I'm saying? The good people. Yeah.
I like the clean nigga dick.
I can't breathe. What the fuck is going on here?
Yes, I'm one of those clean nigga
dick. I don't know, but he seems.
How do y'all know what clean nigga dick is? How do y'all know?
I know my dick is clean. I know what I bring in. The fuck?
Yeah, but nigga ain't burning that dick clean, right? I would think. Oh
my God. But we're just talking about where we take it to our body.
Come take it to your body. Oh shit.
Oh shit, you know I'm eating clean right now. What That's why eat? I'm not even fucking with
yeah,
y'all American.
Have,
I ain't none of that shit.
It's chicken with flavor on it. You good, bro? It's grilled chicken.
It's fried.
Light fried.
Pussy. Oh, I eat pussy like a motherfucker. What's happening?
He is so excited to eat pussy. Like,
nah, look, hey, real nigga shit.
I eat pussy.
I can't even lie.
I'm sorry, guys.
Before
my
I started eating
single
pussy,
fuck,
I was like anti-eating pussy. I was like, I'm not eating shit that bleeds like ever. So I think I might have started eating pussy when I was
that
like
shit
21, 22, I think. I was like, I'm not eating no pussy, so I had to be grown. And one thing about me, I like to be good at what I do. So I was really watching hella porn, like Mr. Marcus, Wesley Pipes, all them niggas like, okay, so that nigga do this trick when he
eat
pussy.
That's your favorite,
guys? Nigga, when he eat pussy, okay. And I just kind of combined all these niggas' tricks together, like, okay, bet. I learned how to eat pussy that way, so.
You got copyrighted? What happened?
Her phone's dying.
I don't have a charger. I'm sorry.
It's on order.
Do y'all, how y'all feel about three ways?
Three ways? Ready? I never had one, but I tried with my nigga. If you want a bitch to come in, come in.
But yes.
I feel like.
If you could tell my significant other for my birthday, I would like one.
I feel like if I bought a girl in.
Wait, pause. What was the question?
You not.
How y'all feel about three ways?
I'm trying to.
And you want your significant other to. Okay.
Yeah, June
24th. It's certain things, like, I think she did that for entertainment. You can watch her do stuff. I don't think I'm money for
it. Wait, what's the question?
Hey, look, I ask girls this shit, and some girls, they real confident. So they like, yeah, I bring an extra bitch in there. I ain't worried about it. I know my nigga better than she do. And then some bitch be like, yeah, no, because that nigga look like he enjoying horror more than me. I be like, well, shit, maybe you need to take some pointers. Ask her what she doing. She
see, I'm the complete opposite. If I
had something happen, so that's why I said it. Like, I had a friend that bought a bitch in, and that bitch took her nigga, and they got kids, and now she's by herself without.
She didn't know. She just thought she knew, man,
nah,
but she didn't know.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what she did. I don't know. Buy somebody in and take a nigga.
You know what I'm saying? You better make sure you on
it
point.
They started talking secretly behind their back.
My threesome was awesome. The bitch made me fucking squirt. She was just everything I needed her to be.
Okay, listen.
My man was like, hold on, let me step back and watch y'all. And she was just tricking me the fuck out. And I was like, do it, baby. Stick it, baby. Like, she was doing it.
So,
she was performing. She was like, can I come back? I said, no.
Oh,
I'm
damn.
I'm myself, but you would not fuck my nigga again.
Oh,
because
exactly.
My nigga, yeah, like, what you want to fuck him again for a bit?
No. Exactly, yeah. That's what I said.
Hold on, that's... How the fuck... That shit ain't fair
immature question. So how did y'all do the whole... So he used a condom with you? Then I mean, condom with her?
Then,
how does that work?
I'm speaking too, like, you don't want a nigga fucking... You raw, then...
Yeah, how does that work?
Like, that's too much.
I'm a rookie to this. I'm sorry.
That's me too. I don't know nothing about this shit.
Raw. Okay, raw. That's cool.
I don't
being on the safe side, I guess if you are gonna have another person,
you fucked it with a condom, and then when you don't fuck, yeah, he
no, no, just get hurt. Everybody get tested, and then y'all could fuck on.
No, bitches get pregnant.
Too many loose ends, and all y'all get tested.
I remember now.
Oh, pregnant.
I remember now. He used a condom on her.
I don't think about that often.
This is what you do, right?
Yes.
So, put us on guard. She's focusing all her energy on me. He's focusing all his energy on her. So once he's done with her, then basically it flips, and I focus all my energy on her, and he focuses all his energy on me. So he don't need to put it on the condom, take it off, put it back on, take it off, put it on. It's just too much.
Oh, so once he's done with her, ain't no going back.
I mean, he could if he wanted to, but at that point,
you got
to
step up again.
I thought it was a
whole
interaction, motion,
and
ocean.
No, it's a threesome.
Right.
Like, all three of us is entertaining.
You and your sister get kissed, and she could be, you know.
Right. Like, if I'm kissing him, she eating my pussy.
Yeah.
If she riding his dick, I'm riding his face.
Yeah.
So it's always an interaction between the three of
them. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I just feel like nobody's feeling left out.
That's
You know what? I'm really scared that I'm gonna get too excited and come fast.
Oh damn!
Oh! I can see that nigga now. Oh, boy. Soon as they kiss each other, round two. We going again.
No, I'm gonna tell you when I come. When the motherfucker.
No, no, no. This is what you need to do as a man. If your woman surprised you with a threesome, be like, babe, let me go take a shower. Let me freshen up. Go in the shower, beat your dick, get yourself ready and prepared. So then when you come out, you ready. You already got that.
Take that first one out.
Yeah, you already took the first one out. So when you coming in there, you ready to go.
Nah, I need to take two of them.
But she's like two. I will tell people. Listen, this is the thing with a threesome. If you're in a serious, committed relationship,
okay, break it down.
Ask your partner the do's and don't. Because you don't know the insecurities of your partner sexually because it's always just been you two.
Right.
So ask her, hey, babe, do you mind me kissing? No. Do you mind me doing this? Yes. Do you mind me doing that? No. Do you mind me doing this? Yes. So in your head, you'll know because at a drop of a dime, your girl can switch up on you and fight your ass in the middle of that damn three.
I ain't going to be kissing her. I ain't going to be eating her out.
No, but it might be, you might be hitting the girl from the back and she might make a facial expression. And your girl be like, damn, I ain't never made that fucking expression. Or you might make
bitch fished your face then.
No, but you might make an expression that she ain't never seen you make. She like, hold the fuck up. What's going on? You looking like, oh, this bitch pussy is a bull. But yeah, you got a whole girlfriend sitting right here watching you. Looking like, god damn, this shit better than my bitch. But I can't.
I love you,
baby.
All
right, P. So
and
look.
This shit just go left.
You mad, bro? That shit over with.
It's not. If you seen
no, my significant other is down.
Okay.
But you got to find the right one.
Be careful. Yeah, be careful. I would say now, if you're single, nigga, just do two friends. Do two friends.
No, we don't want no friends. We just
No. I said if you're single, just do two friends. Where it's not your girl. Like just do two friends, and you'll be straight.
It was my homegirl, and I was like, hey, you want to fuck? And she was like, all right. So I brought her home.
I thought that too, but then that's the thing. Like I said,
y'all got it so easy. We can't do shit like that.
I just feel like it's crazy. Like my homegirl literally suffering with this shit. She had bought her best friend, like not only the best friend, she bought a close friend in to have a threesome, and now the girl got two kids by the nigga, and she don't. So it's like the nigga that you bought the bitch in to y'all shit. Now she done took the nigga and got kids with him, and you don't. Then that's weird and kind of.
No, it can't be no communication. Like, they can't be friends. They can't have
each other's number. They snuck it. That's what I said. They snuck it.
Ain't no sneaking. Once I fuck you, you're leaving. You're not spending the night. You're not getting comfortable. They snuck it. I'm fucking you right out the door. You can be naked or whatever.
Oh, I ain't enough.
Oh, now you can't even say that.
Oh, I'm in there.
Like
if you
involve three. I'm in there. You involve three for your threesome. You got to let it be known. Like, bitch, don't come for my man. Like.
That's what I said.
That's it.
All that. So I'm like, man, Lord, just send me the right one.
I'm done.
Let's take a quick shot, real quick.
Well, I got liquor in my cup.
So okay, you go. Take a quick shot. You got liquor in there?
No.
I got a little bitty. We can buy some more if y'all want to.
No.
Well,
I ain't trying
to fuck nobody tonight.
Hey, see, if I would have known that, I would have bought the big one. Yeah, you told me to buy this.
No, you gotta get the big one. Y'all had the big one in there?
No, but she can get the.
They had the next size up.
I'm
oh shit, she can.
I ain't smoke no. I'm gonna say I smoke. Y'all don't smoke. So I
listen,
smoke.
She got weed over there. What's up?
You got your shot, bro?
Look, she like, come on.
She
drunk us out the bottle.
Jeff, pour up, bro.
Y'all
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, to yeah. them. There
I'm
we go.
I'm sick and tired of Duffy doing stuff not on the camera.
Oh, no.
Hard enough.
Wait a minute. So P-Talk want to take over. Wait, hey, ready, focus. P-Talk.
I don't like she put that shit in your mouth like that, my boy. Come on.
P-Talk want to take over. When Duffy came to the show, he was supposed to throw dick, okay? And he didn't throw dick. So, Duffy, there's a camera.
We don't throw dick on sneakers real well. Real my life.
We want to see you throw some dick.
Dick don't get thrown on sneakers real my life.
That might want to see you throw.
So look, I promise you this, and I know he's gonna disagree. After we cut, he can throw ding all he wants to.
Some women who might want to see some shit. Your views might go up off of this. They love a big guy.
Nike gonna say yeah.
We not sponsoring that nigga over there. I don't give a fuck how many Jordans he got.
We ain't doing that.
So what's y'all type? I'm changing the subject. What's y'all type? What's y'all type? Like, what is about it, about a hood nigga? Tell me.
Put the mic in your mouth.
Ain't seen a hurt, poo shiesty, a bankroll Freddy. Them two men right there. Come add it up.
So if I know Freddy.
You can even put Rick Ross on there just because he talk about shit.
If I know Freddy, and I'm like, hey, bro, pull up. We going to be best friends after that?
He in Atlanta, though. He was on his live talking about he here. With what?
If Freddie come on.
I am.
If he say, pop that pussy for real.
She gonna get up.
Yeah, I'm popping it. Yeah.
She trained to go. Okay.
Clearly.
Shout out. What's your type, ma'am?
I like a variety. I think she like. It's like the variety pack of
damn.
1 minute I might want, you know,
they are riding pack of
Doritos.
It's
some
new shit. You know what I'm saying? It just depends.
I just want a nigga that can handle me. That's it. I'm a handful.
She really is.
She ain't a handful.
Literally.
I'm on the 5 feet and I'm a handful. For real, I apply pressure.
Baby, you ain't a handful.
I'm little, but I'm heavy.
Duffy said he ready for that.
But why you ain't contain me yet? You had enough time. You ain't did shit.
Say less.
You ain't did shit.
Say less. Go ahead, slide over.
You not.
Put your phone there and go ahead and tell her, hey, niggas, it's a wrap now.
After the show, y'all can get.
They got to know, hey, once Duffy apply pressure, that shit over with. So, yo, niggas, you entertaining, just tell them shit. It over with. Yeah, y'all nigga waited too long.
We ain't even say all that. Look, you done put it down. You definitely did. Like, what the hell?
I ruined for my homie.
Jeff. She know better. One
Jeff,
thing about
Jeff,
it, I told Brittany, she's just being cautious. I think she's nervous about it, but it's all right.
I just hope, like, if she tell you to put into the game, I just want you to show up.
This is why I say one thing, bro. I ain't never let my coach down, ever.
If she tell you to come in the game, I just want you to show up.
I ain't never let my coach down.
Because believe it or not, you repping us. Cause she
that's
like,
all I say, bro.
That nigga's trash over there. You know what I'm saying?
One thing about it, coach. I ain't never let you down in a game, nigga. Ever.
Sup?
Yo.
She ain't gonna put me in the game. She nervous.
Variety, like, what do you like? Waves, dreads? Talk to me.
Everything. I said it for, oh, shit, Brittany.
Because I'm like, dreads. Okay. Talk to a nigga with dreads.
I have.
I know.
I've been in a serious committed relationship.
That's why I'm just sitting here like, I'm serious.
Oh, she's trying to get out proper on a serious committed
relationship. I'm thinking about now. Like, your nigga got dreads?
No,
I ain't
no,
think so. Right. That's why I speak.
I have a
pet. I'm saying, I'm just laughing about it. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing because it's just like you went talk to a nigga with dreads. I'm sorry. Yeah,
so are you single, Shannon?
No. But I definitely would talk to a nigga with dreads.
Oh.
A nigga with braids. A nigga with braids.
You in a relationship.
A nigga with waves.
My time changed.
Okay.
Tell us about your significant other.
You tell me about your significant other.
Okay. She's a businesswoman. She gets on my nerves sometimes. I love her to death. I love a dirty draw, I should say. Yeah. Next.
Okay, same. Same.
Okay.
My significant other.
My business partner is admitting that she's committed.
What the fuck, man? But yeah, I'm in a serious committed relationship.
Hey, committed relationship.
Yeah, Brittany is too.
It's
over with y'all niggas now.
It's our interview now.
Okay. Don't
do that.
Come
at
that pussy.
Plus, they ain't making
I do make it pork.
For her nigga.
For him, yes.
Exactly, only him.
Well.
Respect, okay? Put some respect on him.
Okay.
If, like, literally, if y'all can make that shit perfect, I'm like, whoa.
I had got the Doritos, and I said, you know what? I like to eat this pack. So I just bought a whole pack of Doritos, and I keep buying the Doritos. But if he don't do right, I'm going to get me a pack of Fritos. You feel me? But right now, I'm on the Doritos very heavy.
She on it
heavy. Heavy, heavy, heavy.
What
heavy.
You want?
I'm talking about cheese on my hand and everything. Can't touch
shit.
Get. Gonna leave prints everywhere. Can't touch a motherfucker thing.
Okay.
So tell us
what's upcoming for the P Talk Show podcast.
Season 2 is on the way.
But we're currently doing a tour. We're trying to just
Here I go. We are touring. We're trying to kick it with y'all.
She get on my nerves. She got me laughing, being crazy.
So you see how you see the motion?
Okay, yeah, so we going on a tour.
Hey. So we going on a tour.
The show art.
Y'all can't be doing that around
life all the way.
Y'all can't do that around men. I'm just telling y'all. Y'all can't do that around men.
So we're going on a tour.
And it hit in the chin. That nigga
raw. I can just slap my dick on your forehead.
So you want to know what I have to say?
I can slap my dick on your forehead, baby.
Damn, no!
I ain't say nothing. I just said slap my dick on your forehead.
Just put on her lashes.
They got
lights
on this motherfucker. They
gonna
be like, wait a minute.
Lights on.
I'm just
joking. Okay. Serious though. What's next for
We are on a podcast tour, so we're trying to explore everybody's podcast and get in, you know, more in tune with everybody else.
Okay.
And see what y'all got going on, and then we'll focus on us later in the year.
We try and demonstrate our talents.
Hey, stop playing.
Hey. I'm telling
She's
y'all
so
right
full
now.
Of shit, bro.
Y'all can do that around
She's
us, but
shit.
Y'all around some strangers,
oh, no,
it's a wrap, bro.
We with the shit. Yeah, come on. This is who we are. And if you're going to be in a relationship,
after, let me
cut this. This is what we look.
Hey,
lights all
it
after you're finished.
Hey, bro, go ahead and tell the club I ain't coming in tonight. I'm finna go ahead and send a text. I got some more extra work to do.
Cause this is what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah.
Hey, nice.
Well, hey, so I ain't going to work tonight.
We never asked this question. So, how do y'all feel about guys kicks or anything like that? Like, how do y'all feel about kicks?
Like shoes?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't like a nigga with no dirty ass shoes, no old ass shoes. Your shit gotta be pop. I gotta look at them and be like, damn, that came out like 2 months ago. Okay, cool. 1 month ago, cool. Now you got some dirty ass, dingy ass bullshit.
So that tell you a lot about a person?
Yeah.
You got some dirty
if your shit dirty, or them Jordans got them for 2019, like old.
Wait,
dirty.
Jordans
this,
don't never.
No, if they dirty, Jordans for 2019. Now if they clean for 2019, cool, but your shit got a little dirty. Like you gotta clean your shoes before I gotta side the house. Like I don't like dirty shit. Give me your dick dirty.
Oh, dirty shoes, dirty dick. Well, I'm glad I got clean shoes.
And if you don't know, not you know, nigga.
I'm like that with Ryan, my son. If his shoes dirty, I feel like he dirty.
Well,
so that's what it is.
Kids are different.
Nah, I try to get on my kids' ass. I'm like,
kids are different. Kids are different.
I get them. I'm like, hey, bro,
they don't care about kicks.
Why the fuck your shoes dirty? What you got going on?
They don't know the value of a dollar. So
no, I'm
saying
your
shoes
dirty, your dick dirty. Okay, period. My son's dick is not.
But he might rub it in the sand.
No, he rubs his foot in the sand. And I say, nigga, you gotta get a job. Some shoes out there, goddamn sand. He be like, I'm sorry, mommy, I'll clean them. Yeah, nigga. And he say, I'm too young for a job, mommy. You supposed to take care of me. I'm like, nigga, we'll act like it and don't get them shoes.
Wait, what type of conversation y'all be having?
I'm telling you, my 3-year-old is a grown man.
You know what I'm talking about? You need a job, goddamn.
Fucking right. Shoes kids are like $65 now.
I was
like, that's what I'm saying.
True.
Like, that he's gonna grow out.
Not with that military discount.
To 7 months. It makes no sense. You know. As far as men with shoes, I love a nigga who's fly with a sneaker game, but I will date someone who's not.
Look. Yeah, for sure. All I know is I got a lot of sneakers. My sneakers have, you know, a big variety, but I do have New Balances. I do have
sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got Asics. You gotta know your sneakers. It's New Balances out there cost like a band.
But
it's
niggas out here that don't even own it. They be wearing Fila with the half
hood. Yeah, I ain't wearing no Filas. Only Fila I'm wearing is a Grant Hill.
Oh, Brittany, check it. She said, who calling you?
Damn.
Who called?
My supervisor.
Oh. She called pretty fucking late. It's goddamn dark. You work at night?
Yes, I do. Shout out to my supervisor.
For well, Ivy, we're glad you got a fighter over here for you.
No, boy. When I get a nigga, I'm telling you, my tools.
Y'all some phone checkers, too?
Who?
Y'all some phone checkers?
Phone checkers? I went through a phone one time and got my feelings hurt.
And I ain't get my feelings hurt. I was like, ooh, he is loyal.
Shit, that motherfucker was a hoe-ass nigga.
Oh, yeah, he got different apps.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Hey, one thing about me.
He didn't have time to check and change that shit. That nigga was talking to one bitch and all those people with his blood slime.
I don't give a fuck. I'll give you the passcode to my phone. I don't care about none of that shit.
Prove it.
424-928.
That shit don't
make me nothing. Like, I don't.
Brittany, mine is good. She remember that motherfucker.
No, I'm not gonna make
That's fine.
Before we
when I put the dick in it, she probably won't remember that. She just gonna be thinking about something else.
So before we get off this podcast, do y'all have any last remarks or you know encouraging words to the people out there?
I would say I love the podcast. I love the vibe. You guys are awesome. Keep doing what you do. Keep popping this shit. Y'all need some dick one day. But until then,
I'm married.
I'll throw it on y'all. Y'all invite us back.
I was throwing dick around by 2010.
So I do this thing. I ask you goal wise, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year.
Yeah.
For y'all goals for yourself personally.
30 minutes.
And yeah, come throw that dick in 30 minutes. I ain't going to work. I'm coming straight to your house.
On the camera.
Oh, you can come to my house.
No. Shit. We talking about throwing dick in camera. We talking about
I'm not going to be satisfied if I don't see it on camera.
Oh, this is a sneaker in my life.
Pull your phone out.
No, that can't
partake.
In this
so, audio. 1 year, 3 year, 5 year. Personal goals for the show.
Maybe on a network, like a podcast network, like how Joe Budden just.
So radio or television?
Either or. Whoever will fuck with us first.
I'm with
radio, Joe Budden, holla at us. Holla at us.
Right.
Black people making moves, okay, period.
Making money off of merchandise.
Ooh,
touring.
Shit. We just got that logo. This shit is on the way.
Yeah, okay. But yes. But yeah, that's the goal, to make a name for ourselves and to become a brand and an inspiration to other people and to start a different movement.
But people to keep doing what they're doing and doing right. What they love.
Yeah, because I think, like, there's a lot of podcasts with two women, but I think we're different.
You guys are really different.
I don't know if that was a compliment.
We're definitely different.
No, that's
cool. It's both.
Yeah. It's both. There's nothing wrong with you guys.
No,
yeah.
Definitely
a compliment.
So I'm going to just let you know, once y'all make it big and y'all get that big contract, you already know it's going to come when they want to probably commercial y'all a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Can y'all, are y'all going to be able to take that?
What did you mean? Censor us?
No, they
not going to censor y'all all the way.
They going to everything we do is not going to be the same.
It ain't going to be raunchy, as raunchy. It might be a little whitewashed.
We might not be able to drink on camera.
So you probably going to say, throw that dick 20 times.
You can't say that word. And you know how you just went in, you couldn't do that. And
she might can act like she's sucking on the mic, but you can't say sucking dick
on the mic. The goal is to, if you make enough money, start
the freedom.
Whole network.
Yeah.
So that you can have the freedom to be who you are.
Because you want
to
be like
get other podcasters to be on your network who could be free and do
what that's real.
Do.
I try to blackball out.
They try to blackball him. Bro was doing his own thing. I don't like that shit lame.
Yeah, so that's a goal. If it comes to that, I would sign a contract, maybe a 1 year contract, get enough clout and enough money to start my own network, like
tours.
Joe Budden did.
I would rather tour too. Like,
yeah, but get enough money to be able to start my own network, and then I don't have no censor.
Facts.
I can move how I
want to move, right? Yeah. Like Power, you see titties all the time. Man.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen TV shows like that. I'm like, damn, Tasha titty always out. Notori.
Yeah, that's true. She got some nice titties.
She do. I saw them enough. I'm like, damn, this one come on TV?
Her sex is
I see titties? Shit.
Her sex
you like titties?
You know what? Duffy, I wish the camera would get this shit. Like, we need a camera right here.
I know, and normally it'd be two. Yeah, look,
we on a budget, ma'am.
No, I'm just saying, a little freak ass thing on
the He doing everything this way so his face won't be seen. It's all good.
He's sideways.
It's all good. The whole show, he's sideways. They ain't gonna get shit for that.
Both of y'all right here. What are you talking about? They're both right here. I'm just giving my undivided attention.
That's gonna be the end zone. You tell
this. About to play.
It's the remix. Yeah, that's
the remix. No, all the remix. That remix
trash. Come in, daddy, let me eat it up. Look at his eyes, I swallow that nut.
Yeah, we're gonna end on that note. Holla at at P Talk Podcast.
P Talk Podcast is P _Talk Podcast.
Yes,
it's everywhere.
Hey,
everywhere.
Do y'all do y'all personal IGs and stuff too?
Fit Life Brit, spell life LYFE. I'm different, okay? FITLYFEBRIT.
Period, poo bitch. That's
how. Period, poo bitch.
I know about that. And then I'm Amazing Sade. It's AmazinShade on Instagram and everywhere else.
Yeah. And y'all should know our stuff. I ain't gonna say that long ass sneakers.
Don't do that.
Life. But anyway, sneakers underscore ruin underscore my underscore life. FRVR underscore ATL. That's my personal IG.
Are you sure?
Boy, Duffy,
are you sure?
Duffy. I know what it is, man. Messed up underscore Duffy.
Trust me, I see it. Oh,
tap in.
Yes. Hey, we appreciate you, ladies. Definitely. Much success.
Thank you.
Protected sex and everything else.
No, and don't throw that dick, okay?
Okay. Don't throw that dick on me, please.
And on that note, we
are definitely out. Bye. Yes,
bye.
What's happening, TT?
Since a little bitch, since a little hoe, I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat, deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies, I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies, I'm trying to bust all on you. Since a little bitch, since a little hoe, I love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play in your throat, deep stroke your throat till I make you choke. Throw babies, I'm trying to give them to you. Throw babies, I'm trying to bust all on you.